Hey, you, over there. I need your help. Can you come over here real quick? Do you happen to know where the cleaning supplies are? You know, for when someone hypothetically needs to clean something up? It can't be in the caretaker's room, can it? Because I've tried and it's locked. Ugh. What happened? Well, let's just say, hypothetically, someone made a mess in the hallway and would like to clean it up before Peeves or Filch catches wind of it. Literally, catches wind of it. Hypothetically, of course. Make it vanish? You mean by cleaning it up, right? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that there's a vanishing spell for bodily fluids? Hogwash. I'm in my eighth year at Hogwarts, and nobody's ever told me that. Yeah, I want you to cast that spell for me, and maybe you can teach it to me too. I'll fill you in on the details as we walk there, okay? I get it. Everyone calls me the Dolorous Dame because I'm the first person to get held back at Hogwarts in over a century. It's not my fault or anything. The newts are just really hard. The owls were too, for that matter. Anyway, I was studying really hard at the library and I just really had to go. The food here never really cooperates with me. All that mutton and pumpkin juice. Pumpkin juice is a diuretic, you know, like coffee. Always preferred tea myself. So, to make things short, I couldn't make it to the bathroom in time and kind of just, you know, relieved myself over there. I am a person who poops, after all. It's not like they ever taught us that vanishing spell in the first place. What's a 19-year-old witch to do other than what her muggle parents taught her? Shh! Stop laughing! You'll get Peeves or Filch's attention and I'll be done for! Just cast that vanishing spell for me, please! I don't know what I can offer you in return. Aren't your parents well off? Of course they are. Of course you Slytherins are all prim and proper. Well, you turn 18 over the summer, right? I may have something I can offer you. It's a muggle trick that I learned over the summer. Here's a little demonstration. So you're a shy Slytherin now, huh? You've never had a girl touch you there before, have you? Seems like it's something you city boys don't learn enough about. If you want me to keep going, you're gonna have to make my, accident disappear. You're also going to teach me that vanishing spell. And then you're gonna help me pass the newts. What do you think about that? Evanesco, huh? I think I slept through that lesson. At least the part where Flitwick said it could be used to make poop disappear. Well, that was fast. I guess I got my answer. Here, follow me. I know a quiet corner of Hogwarts where we can talk. Do you like looking at a witch's blouse as she walks ahead of you? Oh no, it looks like I dropped my wand. It's not much further. In fact, it's just over there. Don't worry, I don't think anyone's awake right now. They'd be barking mad if they were. I see that my teasing has gotten your attention. I'm just gonna slip your trousers off, alright? Oh my, your cock is certainly larger than most. That's what muggles call it, a cock. And you've got a big one. It's a good thing you're so sheltered, or else you destroy Gryffindor House. No, it's not a bad thing. Really, The worst thing that could happen is if a poor, naive Hufflepuff mistakes it for a broomstick and tries to ride it. Yes, I am a Hufflepuff, but I know full well what I'm doing. Your cock is much bigger than a wand already. I'm gonna need two hands for you. How about you just slither into my mouth? It feels good, doesn't it? Thanks. I've been practicing. There's been a Ravenclaw boy or two. You're my first Slytherin, though. And you're a lot to handle. I haven't even showed you that muggle trick I talked about earlier. As a thank you for making my little accident disappear, I can make your broomstick disappear too. I was close, but I've never been with someone as big as you. But you know us Hufflepuff girls, we'll just keep trying. I'm getting closer. I may not be the head girl, but I can be your head girl. I told you I could make your big cock vanish. I need to give my throat a break. Besides, this wasn't the only muggle trick that I learned last summer. Nope. I know how you Slytherin boys can be. I won't show you those tricks unless you fulfill your end of the bargain. One of my muggle friends told me that you can tell when a boy is getting close because he starts thinking irrationally. And I just thought about how right she was. Don't worry, my new Slytherin friend. You'll know. And when you do, be sure to keep that big old thing in my mouth, okay? They don't teach us this at Hogwarts, but you see those two fellas over here? You just emptied them into my mouth. You tasted horrible. It's probably your diet, so there's still hope for you yet. What did you expect? I would never lie to you. I meant everything that I said. In fact, I think you owe me a lesson on vanishing spells now. I made your big cock disappear, and I made your cum disappear as well. So, fair is fair, and now you're going to have to teach me how to make my poop disappear, too.